When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome to Strictly Business, Variety's weekly podcast featuring conversations with industry leaders about the business of media and entertainment. I'm Cynthia Littleton, co-editor-in-chief of Variety. My guests today are three key leaders of Audible Entertainment: Chief Content Officer Rachel Giazza, Kate Navin, Head of Creative Development for North America, and Pat Shaw, Head of Content Acquisition and Development. Audible is a well-known brand to anyone who is a big fan of audiobooks and other audio content. But the company based in Newark, New Jersey, has really been on a roll in the past few years amid the podcasting boom and the overall growth of the market for audio news and entertainment. Audible these days is going big on original content, with starry names ranging from Michelle Obama to Daniel Day-Kim, to Andrew Garfield and Andrew Scott. This episode of Strictly Business coincides with the publication of a deep dive feature on Audible and the audio boom in the March 27th print edition of Variety. So listen up here and then read up in print or online at variety.com. A meaty conversation about the growth of audio-only entertainment is coming up right after this break.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code iHeart for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O-T-I-K-A.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's C-Y-M-B-I-O-T-I-K-A.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women. By women.
And we're back with more from Audible Chief Content Officer Rachel Giazza and other leaders of the audio entertainment pioneer. Pat Shaw, Rachel Giazza, and Kate Navin of Audible, thank you all for joining me today for this incredible time of growth for audio entertainment. Audible is a really uniquely situated company because you have deep roots in this business going back to long before anybody had a smartphone with a podcast or audio app on it. And so that positions you, obviously, you have a lot of expertise. You have an incredible library of content, relationships with creators that are focused on this area. So really want to dive into that. But I would love to start just by asking those of you that have backgrounds in this, what do you think has driven, what are the factors that have driven the boom in audio entertainment these last, what would we call it, 6 to 8 years, where it's really taken off to where everybody has a list of their 5 to 10 favorite podcasts that they are just dying for their friends to check out? What's driving this?
Wow. So I had thought about this sort of in a couple different perspectives, my own journey into it, and then also kind of thinking about more broadly, you know, how Audible's moved in those last 25 years.
And Rachel, just by way of introduction, Rachel has been with Audible since 2019, and last year was named Chief Content Officer.
Yeah, very exciting. So now spending some time thinking about audio globally, which is really exciting as well. I look at it in a couple different ways. One, I think it all starts with just the quality of the content, the quality of the storytelling. And I think you're starting to see quality. Not that there wasn't always really amazing stories. I mean, one could argue the oldest medium in history is talking and sharing stories.
The oral tradition.
Yes. But you're starting to see a lot of creativity in the space and a lot of amazing stories be told. So you start with, okay, now there's whatever that bug was that got you and brought you into audio. I think that's a fun question for everybody. Like, what was that listen that caught you? I think about my listen where you're like, this is awesome. Like, I love this medium. So the quality of the content is, you know, for me at the start of it. But for the consumer, there's also a ton of advancement on how you can listen. So when we first started, you mentioned this, we actually had our own listening device. It's in the Smithsonian because like we actually had to create a device you could download the content to and take it with you. Because the idea was that this is a great format that you can listen to in a variety of different settings.
Was right? It like an early Kindle kind of?
It was like way before that. And so we you know, the company needed a device to deliver audio, had to make one because nothing existed. So it's this like little gray device, downloaded. I think maybe you could put like 10 books on it. And it was before the iPad. So it was sort of a precursor to all those things. And now you think about it, right? We all have smartphones. There's, you know, content you can get in your car. There's so many different ways to
get
listen.
It on your watch.
You get it on your watch. And so the advancement and the availability to get a hold of the content really helps, because then you can start to figure out, where does this sit in my life, right? Like, some people are, you know, amazing listeners when they're sitting at home and they want that time to just process. Lots of people listen in the car, the way to work. People listen to work out. So you can kind of find, where does this make sense for me? And because all of those devices are available, it just makes it easier for people to find those moments. So combination of availability and great content, it's kind of a winning mix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll just add, Rachel talked about ubiquity being one of the big driving forces of it. I think the other part of it is there's a intimacy that comes from audio when someone's talking in your ear, whether it's a well-developed conversation or even a almost dinner table conversation that's happening, you know, an audio. And so I think that sort of vocal intimacy and that sort of emotional connection, you know, really kind of speaks to a need today around loneliness and companionship and that type of thing. And so I think that's, I think there's an element of audio that is more than just entertainment. It's really about, you know, being a part of somebody's life. And I think that's the part that sort of resonates with me when I talk to a lot of people about their favorite podcast or that type of thing. So
I love that you talk about more of a creative angle. Yeah. And I think the technology really has driven so much that you can have seamless experiences from your home to your car to your commute. Mm-hmm. Thinking about people who commute not in a car. And you can take that audio and, as Rachel said, fit it into your life exactly how you engage with it, want to engage with it. There's a lot of choice in it. I think that has been a huge part of the boom. Mm-hmm.
And so we have this incredible customer base, some of whom have been with us for decades, right? We know them really well. So we spend a lot of time thinking about, what do our customers want? What do they love? What excites them? And then another sort of core principle to that is, what do they like that they don't know they like yet? Mm-hmm. And what can we create that's going to be kind of that next gateway of something like, oh, wow, this new thing is incredible. And I never even thought to listen to something like this. So we start with that. And that journey with our customers is incredibly important. So whenever we're thinking about content, what to create, what to program, we're always thinking about what's really going to register for our customers. And the thing I love most about that is we have a really broad customer set. So we service, you know, folks, like if you look at our U.S. business, we look a lot like the U.S. So we have people of all age and demographic. And because of that, we have a lot of different, you know, customer communities. And those communities can be pretty voracious in terms of how they listen. And so watching kind of these communities where, you know, Pat said there's this intimate nature of listening, I believe there's also a communal nature of listening, right? You have people that you'll have like a book club with, or you'll share various things with. And so we see these, you know, communities in our customer base. And so we can create things that are, you know, really expansive, but we can also create things that are really tailor-made for different sets of customer, so that when you come, you know, we have 900,000 titles. We're pretty sure we can find a lot of things to entertain you that you know you're going to love, but we have a lot of stuff that you don't know you're going to love yet too. And so staying hyper-focused on, you know, our founder used to say this, you know, audio is bought, not sold. And so we really have to think about the fact that people are coming because they want high quality, well-performed, you know, words that are going to add something to their life. And so that's a big fun foundation of everything that we do, is how do we make sure that we're delivering on the promise of great stories, well-performed words, and creating something where everybody feels like there's something here for me, both that I wanted and also that I didn't know I want. That I think foundation is in everything we do.
Audible talks to their customers a lot. I've been very impressed with that in my years there. And I just think that deep history of knowledge of what people want. We've tried a lot of things. We've been very successful at a lot of things, maybe less successful at others. And we're not learning as we go. And I think that's a very valuable asset in this moment. And we really talk to the customers and learn what's working and what's not. I find that very exciting.
And how do you do, is that like through like traditional focus groups, or that you're able to glean a lot from social media and reaction reviews?
Sure. It is focus groups, but it's also more organic than that. We all read the reviews religiously and find a lot of information there. We've invited members to events to engage with them and to hear from them directly. That's what I mean. Like, it's a really personal relationship that we have with our customers and the content that we create. And that's something that has been developed over the long history of Audible. Mm-hmm.
Do you find that the company goes back to the 90s. Will you see titles, you know, production, things that were produced, you know, 20 years ago that will bubble up if the subject is in the ether or if for just people are searching deep in the library?
Absolutely. I think watching, sort of, you know, having spent some time in other media forms, one of the things I love about audio is that it isn't just like there isn't just that premiere window where something is consumed. It's a lot of evergreen. A lot of people are listening to things in the library, and there's so many opportunities to present content, either if there's a relevant moment, which you see, if there's a new film or a TV show, we see a lot of great listening around that. And so the library that we have is so important because actually a good percentage of our listening is actually happening on library content, mm-hmm. which we consider anything that's over a year old. And you see those trends. Like if you look at our top 10 listening, I'd say at least half of them are from things that are older than a year. Mm-hmm. And so you just see that pattern repeated. And
I want to talk about a little bit more about the granular development. But before I do that, let me just ask you to kind of set the stage for the business. Do you disclose your subscriber levels?
We don't. But the way that we, you know, like to talk about it is obviously we have, been in the business for a very long time, pretty vast audiences. And do like to remind people that we very much do look like the audiences in the countries that we're in, right? So, very big categories of age, very big categories of different backgrounds, income. And so it gives us a pretty rich area to create and think about. And obviously, you know, for me, I'm thinking about all of our different type of content, like the content that we're bringing in from other groups, the content that we're making, and trying to make sure that we have that promise of making sure we have something delightful for everyone because the audience is so different.
That's a tall order.
And then we have a lot of different ways customers can access content. So obviously, most people probably know us for our membership. And as part of that membership, obviously, you get content. We have an all-you-can-listen catalog as part of that membership. You can also buy our content a la carte, which is a rich part of what we sell too. So people are, you know, connecting with Audible in a ton of different ways across, 900,000 different titles.
Don't swipe away. We'll be right back after a break for monetization.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women. By women.
And we're back with more from Audible's Rachel Chiazza, Kate Novin, and Pat Shaw.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, I know just as a consumer, Amazon Music has gotten really aggressive with the app and notifications. Has that been a boon for Audible with Amazon Music? Amazon really putting a lot of energy into Amazon Music recommendations, reaching out to people like me that they know are already voracious consumers of podcasts.
I definitely think our ability to connect across Amazon is pretty exciting. So 100%, we're able to work with Amazon Music, and we find that some of our content makes a lot of sense to put in front of Amazon Music customers to discover. We recently did a piece with Wondery. So sometimes we like to collaborate when we feel like this could be a great audience fit on both sides. We did it with Leon Nafak. It was called Think Twice, and it was a story about Michael Jackson. It was incredibly well done. And that was a piece that we distributed in both places. And we see that as a great place to connect with a broader audience. But we also have opportunities, obviously, when we work with, the various book groups at Amazon, there's co-promotional opportunities. And then, of course, we're able to put our content in front of Amazon's entire customer base. And that allows just a few of them. And that's obviously really helpful, both in support of, working with creators who have really incredible, projects coming out, but also, at our foundation, we work really hard to help elevate voices that should be heard. And so having that ability to put that in content in front of so many people is really important to us. Now we're doing a lot to expand into new marketplaces. So we have Brazil with our audiobook offering there, which is our newest launch.
Pat and Rachel, you both had experience working at Spotify before you came to Audible. Obviously, Spotify, big engine with global reach. How would you say it compares to, having that broad survey of what people are listening to in music in countries around the world? How does that compare to what you learn about your audience on Audible?
I'll start. I think we start with our customers first and think about what their tastes and preferences and likes are and kind of build up from that. And so, access and making content available generally is oftentimes not really the way that customers will actually sort of engage with content. We want them to really sort of discover this content
with us sort of promoting them behind it. So,
yeah, and also there's so when we're thinking about that customer journey, we think about it from like day zero, obviously, and we have incredible teams of people who are doing different parts of that equation, different parts of that work. So, for example, we have a team of people who works across all of our programming, and they're thinking about that whole catalog of content that we have and how to put things together and actually deliver on that. As you know, recommendations are such a big part of it too. And so having that community availability where, you know, we've noticed that people like to follow their favorite author, people like to follow their favorite narrator, people like to be able to make those natural discoveries. And you like to discover something on your own, but there's also people that you have like a strong taste affinity for, and you know that when they recommend something, you're going to really like that thing. And so we have editors who've been, you know, part of the family for a long time and who have different specialties. And so we find that people are, you know, consuming the content on our blogs, where we'll start to go a little bit deeper on a title. There's even the way the, you know, you discover content in the app, like we have these detail pages where even before you hit play, you can read all about the title. I think when you look at audio, and we mentioned this a little earlier on, you know, there is a lot more what I'd call long tail listening, mm-hmm. right? So when you look at how people listen, when you look at our sector, you know, the top listening is still, you know, just one part of our customer base. It's really federated. So you see that people are listening to a lot of different things mm-hmm. all the time. So it's not necessarily like, oh, this is, you know, the top thing and 20% of the customers right. are listening to this. You actually see that there's a huge variety of listening, both to things that are just came out, but also things that are, you know, have been out for a decade or right. 2 years. And that was a discovery that I made when I got to Audible that I thought was incredible.
As a business, that just warms the heart of, you know, because it's not an opening weekend kind of business so much. What would you say, though, all that said, what are your metrics for success for a new title? Is it the level of engagement, the length of time that people spend with the title?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's listening starts, customer reviews. Mm-hmm. Are we delivering a delightful customer experience at the end of the day? And that often is our sort of pattern for help us make better content decisions going forward. It gives us tremendous amounts of insights on where tastes are evolving and where might be a natural adjacency to take a customer from a mystery title to a thriller title, et cetera. So we have a tremendous programming team here that are composed of subject matter experts in a lot of different genres. And they do the hard work of curating titles so that we get the right title in front of the right person at the right time. And so that's one way we solve the discovery problem beyond, you know, the tech and the algorithms. Mm-hmm. But that sort of deep domain experience is ultimately what is going to create that satisfaction and what has created that customer satisfaction to date. So.
And success is going to look different in genres, right? Because customers right. use it differently. Obviously, what is a successful sleep story is going to look very different than what is a successful nonfiction story.
Right.
So obviously there's North Stars in there, and obviously how our customers are reacting to it, big one. But there's a lot of other things that we look at depending on the genre.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little more specifically about development. Do you kind of block out your thinking in years, in quarters? How do you kind of get your arms around all the potential that you can do?
It's a great question. We look at time, because it's an evolving mm-hmm. strategy for us right now. Obviously, with the boom, we've wanted to keep content fresh. We wanted to keep it releasing. We have learned through that process and now being a lot more strategic about when we release and how we plan. Mm. We want to make sure that we're not cannibalizing ourselves.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we are meeting the needs of the consumer. I like to talk about January, right? We know that people love fitness and well-being, and that is an entertainment.
All those New Year's resolutions.
Exactly. Let's make sure that we have a lot of choices for them in that window. So we are starting to look at a calendar more that way. What are the kind of things that people are engaged with over the summer? What are people going to be looking to this fall in particular? And what's our answer to that? So I would say we're looking about a year out. Generally, that's very general. And then obviously there's some big titles that are in development a lot longer, and we sort of have bigger launches planned around them, and we handle those in a very bespoke way.
What is your selling point? You're working with absolute A-list talent. What is your selling point to talent? What, in a world of where there's a lot of podcast production companies, or, you know, audio production companies vying for creative talent, what is the selling point? What's Audible's selling point?
I think the heart of it is we match expertise. We've been doing this a long time. We have the audience knowledge. We've learned so much. We're going to match that with your creative energy. We're going to let you come in with an idea that's exciting to you. Let's talk about the right way to tell it in audio. But we really do put a lot of agency in the hands of the creators we trust. It would be silly not to. We're very collaborative in that way. Things like, you know, Rachel just said, where there aren't the structures of format. We don't have to fit any sort of box. I think that's really exciting for creatives.
Right. You must have an act break here. And
yeah, none of that. Our listeners are used to long listens. And that's something, especially for writers, that they're really excited by, because they can write the story. An episode can be 20 minutes if the story of that episode is 20 minutes, and the next one can be 45 because we need that amount of time to sort of breathe in the episode. And that is very exciting. Of course, also our high quality, our high bar on the production values. I think that track record speaks for itself. The cast that we get to pull in on the fiction stuff, the nonfiction, really high pedigree of the people who have worked with us. And honestly, we've got the audience, right? We're not a business model trying to find one. And I think right now that's a very attractive proposition.
Right, as there is so much competition.
Yeah.
And I'll just add that, you know, we have the ability to work with folks from beginning to end. You know, there are not a lot of folks are coming to the media for the first time, and our creative team, our partnership team, helps them navigate that process. Everything from the 101 of creating in audio, taking it from a dramaturgical approach to, you know, adapting a film and TV title to audio, or coming to it for the first time, you know, altogether, and then navigating an organization and a process and a marketing process to take it all the way to customers, right? So that, like, that whole process has been built over the last few years, and we're now sort of in a very sort of a good position to replicate that, you know, as we expand globally.
You've also got a number of titles, Audible originals and titles that are being developed into other forms of media, TV, films, I believe. Is that a goal for you to get to bring those into new windows and new formats?
I would say it's an opportunity for us. You know, we don't start there. We start with the written word and what a great audio project is going to be, but certain stories, certain audiences will come to that story in different formats. And so if we have an opportunity to adapt it for film and TV, we will. It's actually a really great opportunity for creators who start in audio to kind of be able to work in a different medium as well. And so we have all the resources of Amazon behind us. And so this is an opportunity for us to sort of then figure out, how do we cross promote, and how do we create the entry point of that story? Might be the AV portion of that implementation of that format, and then that will then probably lead them back to audio, to Audible, to listen to the original as well. So we see it as sort of an opportunity set, but also cross promotion and creating opportunities for creators as well.
It's clear that you are working with MGM, which is now also under the Amazon umbrella, and it's clear that there are some opportunities that have come up for some of your titles to go into different formats. Is that a real priority for you, and how do you see that larger Audible MGM relationship growing? Is that a priority to work more closely with them?
I think it's, as Pat said, a really great opportunity. We're an audio company that is first, but it's important to our creators. And it is important to the longevity of a project that you pour so much heart and soul in. I think about Prophecy, for example. Randy MacKinnon, when he brought that to Symptom Street and to Audible and Q Code, our partners on it, his passion for it, how much time he spent thinking, how personal that story was to him. I'm really happy that he's now able to take that story into the next format and he can develop it with Amazon MGM, because I do know how important it is to him. And I think that's also a great example of when it works. That is such a strong audio piece. The sound design is incredible. The storytelling is so clear. The cast is unbelievable. And I also know that in the adaptation, it is going to be epic. It can really be blown out in a new way. And I think it's a great example of what the power of great stories can actually do.
Do you also work with other outside studios? If Sony Pictures just down the street here, or Warner Brothers across town, if they call and say, oh my God, we see, you know, franchise potential in this, you will work with them as well? Or are you focused on trying to do things through the MGM channel?
We absolutely can work with other partners. Obviously, there's a lot of benefits to working closely with our partners here at Amazon, including benefits of protecting the story and making sure that there's a strategic rollout and that all of the pieces are talking to each other. Mm-hmm. But obviously, if there is a great home for it elsewhere, that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it reflects sort of the changing programming priorities of the different studios. And so if Amazon MGM is not the right home for it, for whatever reason, then we definitely want it to live, you know, mm-hmm. outside and come to market.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to leave us a review at Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music. We love to hear from listeners. Please go to Variety.com and sign up for the free weekly Strictly Business newsletter. And don't forget to tune in next week for another episode of Strictly Business.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.